What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So Adam Schefter, and we're awaiting the news on the Tush Push. Hopefully that gets banned. Cheapest play in sports.
Sounds like it's going to.
I think it is going to.
That's the early talk.
Well, and here's an indication that it might. The Lions withdrew.
Yeah.
Their playoff reseeding request. They just withdrew it. They're like, well, that's not going to pass.
Yeah, we're out.
Yeah. You're not going to downvote it. We're actually going to take
we're
that back.
We don't like this anymore.
Right. I'm not going to ask you to prom. I never even asked you to prom.
Yeah, you can't say no.
Yeah.
The Tush Push is, so this is also the Packers that put this out there. So the Packers and Eagles rivalry, I think, is going to kick up a little bit of a notch, right?
Sure.
Like, they're going to blame them for this. I think they're still going to probably try to run it, but it won't have as much success. Jalen Hurts is still a good QB sneak quarterback. Mean, like, there's, he's still going to
get
run
a QB sneak all the time.
But it's funny.
But they're not going to drag him across the line rugby style, which is just, that's not football. People are like, it's a football play. Stop it. That isn't football.
But we had the guy, and it'll
dragging
be funny
your teammate down the
to
field.
See what their fourth and short percentages are next year, because we had the guy on from WIP. And you were calling it like a cheap play. He's like, well, they actually don't even end up pushing him all that often. We're like, all right,
let's see if it works.
We'll see.
Let's see.
We shall see, sir.
I bet Hurts is still going to be good at the QB sneak.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Most quarterbacks are pretty good at it.
I'll tell you what, though. Fantasy stock up on Saquon.
Oh, big time.
Goal line touchdowns are going to be more Saquon than Hurts
so
now.
So sell high.
If the Tush Push is out, look out for Jalen Hurts TDs. Can't bet that
touchdown.
Dropping like a stone in fantasy.
Sucker's bet.
It is. Absolutely a sucker's bet. But Schefter had the update yesterday. NFL owners voted to permit players to participate in flag football at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. It was actually a unanimous vote, 32 for 32.
Which makes sense. At first, I was like, oh, I wonder if they're going to be like sticks in the mud about it because you see guys like in the Four Nations getting hurt and stuff like that. But their whole thing is growing the game. They're playing regular season games in Brazil, Germany, London, Mexico. It'd be kind of insane if they wouldn't let these guys do it. Plus, it's not even contact football. It's flag. So, sure, there's a chance that somebody gets hurt still, you know, cuts wrong and whatever. That's still a possibility. But if you want to grow the game, I'm not saying this is going to have a Dream Team 92 impact on the world, but there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this thing. And if you have your NFL guys out there, it's only going to help.
Robert Edwards was beach flag football? What was
that?
That was like an extra,
that was on the sand,
an extra layer to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, could an injury happen? Sure. But the detail that came out yesterday or the day prior that every team is only subject to one player.
One player per country.
Good point.
So I don't know how many countries are going to have teams in this.
You could technically have more than one player, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I don't know how big the field's going to be. Is it like 8 or is it like 16? Like, I have no idea.
I don't know. Good question. So we thought it might be a good idea. We like drafting stuff.
Love
on
it.
This show.
Sure.
We thought it might be a good idea to put together some flag football rosters.
So here's the one rule.
Yeah.
You can't have on your team
two guys from one team.
Or, yeah, no, here's my question. because it's your own team and you're drafting. But if I take somebody off of one team, does that cancel everybody off of that team?
It probably should, but we might lose track of that. But it probably should.
Okay, so let's not do that then.
Okay.
But for how about for your own team?
You can only have one guy per team.
Yeah. That makes sense? That's like easier to wrap
around. Yeah, I think we should be okay with that.
Is that good, Nick?
You good with that? Yeah, because I think keeping track of the teams would be too difficult.
I'm going to try to do it in real time. Let's see how we do
this. Yeah, we'll see how we do.
So we're going to draft one quarterback, one running back, three wide receivers, one tight end.
And remember, it's flag football.
Yes. Yeah,
that's important.
No, this is very important.
That's important. It's flag football because we're going to put this up for a vote later, and I'm sure there's going to be people that just take the better, like, tackle
NFL
football
roster.
Team.
Yeah,
which is fine. That's how you want to vote. But remember, it's flag. No contact, ideally.
I think that would be...
That's an important part.
Well, it's now, an ideal piece to this, yeah.
Now, last time we did a draft, we used the combine results for the draft order. Yeah, we're going to do a classic snake draft.
How are we doing the order?
Terp has a randomizer, one of those like wheels, a randomizer wheel. Terp, if you want to fire that up on Twitch and on YouTube so we can see that.
Oh, we're going to be able to see it?
I think so. That's
great.
The plan.
Okay, good.
So our four names are on there.
Oh, nice.
Very well done. Keith, Billy, Jones, Nick.
Go yellow.
Ahead, go ahead and click that. This will be the fourth pick? Yeah, this will be the fourth pick.
Okay, this is for pick
four. So it builds the anticipation for pick number one.
Okay.
So he spins it. It's random.
Keep going.
Billy, that's going to be Lanny.
You're pick four there, Bill.
Billy has pick four. It's classic snake draft, so he also has the fifth pick.
Four and five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Not a bad spot
Things
to be,
Things are looking
Bill.
Up. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
For the number three
keep
pick.
Keep going, Terp.
This is actually better than the NBA draft lottery.
This is
kind of like the NHL
draft
lottery. Yeah, no,
this is
on the level. Oh, no. Oh, no, stop.
Oh, I think it's going to be Nick picking third. Stop.
Nick three.
All right, Nick.
Okay, it's between Jones and Keith.
Build your strategy.
Come on, baby.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Do that. No, it's over the other way.
Son of a...
All right, Jones picking...
Second.
All right,
good. That's where I wanted to be.
All right, very good.
All right, Keith number one.
Okay, so here we go. With the first pick, oh man, I was not prepared for the first pick. I will take, I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs?
I'm taking Sonic from Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah, no, we know who that is.
Oh, just for the listener, Jones. Not everybody knows this. I'm taking Jahmyr Gibbs, running back from the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
With my number one pick.
Okay, my number one pick, I'm going wide out. I want Ja'Marr Chase.
All right.
That means, Nick, you are on the clock.
I'm going quarterback first. Ja'Marr Chase. And wow. I'm going Jaden Daniels.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
These are
not who I would have gone with.
These are different philosophies.
It's three different positions.
Okay, let's see where we all lined up. All right, Billy, you got back-to-back
picks. I would not have
picks.
Gone Jaden Daniels. All right, Billy's got back-to-back.
I'm going Justin Jefferson.
Okay, I like it.
Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
That's well done, Bill.
Okay, Jefferson.
That might be, in some places, the top wideout, top running back.
Yeah, so I was choosing
in
between.
Some places.
At pick two, I was choosing between Jefferson and Chase. I prefer Chase, but I was choosing between the two. Okay, Nick, you are back on the clock with pick six.
Am I allowed to take Jeremiah Smith because he will be in the NFL by the time the Olympics happen?
I mean, if you want to, sure, but
sure.
I wouldn't advise it, but go for it.
I'm going to take Jeremiah Smith.
You're not going to win this draft.
We're taking him?
Second round?
You can take.
He's going to be a top five wide receiver by the time he gets here.
But he was on no one else's radar. You could have made your last pick
with
him.
Fine.
Okay, but
we're
going
to have fun.
I mean, the chances of us being on in 2028 to talk about these picks, Nick, are slim, but that's fine.
Right. Imagine the screenshots in 3 years.
Remember this?
I'm going to have to deal with this.
Like, wow.
All right, I'm back on the clock. Is that right?
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith is gone. Damn.
He's off the board.
That's a shame. Why don't you give me CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I have
Keith,
two.
You got back-to-back.
Back-to-back picks. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Going with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
And with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay. St. Brown.
Yeah.
Like it.
Same Brown.
That was picks 8 and 9, correct?
That's right.
So I got
my quarterback, I got my running back, and I got a wide receiver.
All right, so after round three, let's update the rosters real quick so people can follow along.
Very good.
But you have Lamar, Gibbs, and St. Brown.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Which, actually, aren't you not allowed to have Gibbs and St. Brown?
Yeah, you're not.
Damn it.
Out on
All right, I'm throwing Amon Ra out.
That was like the one rule we
I'm
had.
Throwing Amon Ra out.
That was your rule.
Well, good catch. Yeah, that's just a good catch before we got too far ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, that was the ninth pick, so good. Okay.
I'll take Ladd McConkey.
Okay.
Taking Ladd McConkey.
Ladd.
Ladd.
which is something Elliot Wolf would definitely not do.
No, he wouldn't take him. No, he'd pass.
Okay, that is pick nine.
Son of a bitch.
I'm tempted to snipe St. Brown right
you
now.
You should. Guy's a great player.
I think I got more going on roster wise that I'm looking at as this thing plays out.
Okay.
Why don't you give me?
Yeah.
Still very mobile. I don't know if he's as good in flag football as tackle, but I want Josh Allen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even have him on my big board.
You don't think it's going to be on? You don't, not even on the big board.
I wrote down five quarterbacks, didn't have him on there.
I wrote down six. He's on there.
Too much of him is truck stick. He's less elusive than he is power back.
He's going to be shaking people.
No.
I'm playing to the votes out
I
there.
Think that's bad. Yeah, you are. You're playing tackle football.
All right. Give me Jeremiah Smith. No, I'm just kidding. pick number 11 is Nick, third round.
Give me Bijan Robinson.
Ooh, I do like that.
Good one. Yep, he was on my big board as well.
Okay. Billy?
I'm going to go with, it's just one pick, right?
Yeah, that's just pause, back pause after this, yeah.
I'm going to take Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Okay. Was he on your big board, Keith?
No.
All right. No, there are no quarterbacks on Keith's big board.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, here's what we have through three rounds. Keith drafted first overall. He took Jahmyr Gibbs. He got Lamar Jackson, a quarterback in the second round. His number one wide receiver, Ladd McConkey.
He tried getting Amon-Ra St. Brown, but he screwed up.
Okay. So you have a quarterback.
Also, you know what? That actually is going to create a problem. I mean, 3 years from now, the teams are all going to be different in the NFL. But Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs, just those two alone.
Yeah.
If they both wanted to play and they're like, no, only one of you can.
Yeah, who can?
That's kind of
good question. All right, so you have quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Yeah. I went Jamar Chase. I went CeeDee Lamb. I went Josh Allen. So I have two receivers and a quarterback. Nick, with the third overall pick, took Jaden Daniels. He also has Bijan Robinson and Jeremiah Smith. Quarterback, running
which
back.
Actually might be an issue because if he gets drafted by any of these
this is a good point.
That's right. You got to lose him.
Future wide receiver. And then Billy also has quarterback, running back, wide receiver. He's got Justin Herbert. He has Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson. Okay, Billy, you're back on the clock.
Okay, I am going to go with... I'm going to take Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy, all right. Pick 13. Okay. That is pick 13, second wide receiver for Billy Lanny. Nick.
Nick, what do you
have? I am going tight end here. I'm going Brock Bowers.
Okay. Oh, good one, Nick. All right. I'm surprised you didn't go with some high school tight end.
Don't you think?
Gunnar Helm.
Don't you think tight ends are kind of the kicker defense of this
it's
draft?
It's sort of the last pick.
You're kind of getting a nice
Brock
standout
Bowers
player.
Is basically a wide receiver.
You got the best one.
Okay, that's true. Is it back to me? It is back to me.
You got one, and then I got two.
Give me
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, you can't take St. Brown. So give me CMC. I'll take and I don't know. I guess I hadn't even factored in how old he's going to be in the Olympics, but I want McCaffrey.
Oh, and how hurt?
Yeah,
he might hurt.
Well, he'll be nice and rested.
But
by
CMC.
Then. But give me Christian McCaffrey with pick number 15.
All right,
back to back picks for Keith.
Back to back picks. I'm going to go with my second and third wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Malik Nabers.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm going to go with Torn between two, but I'll go Tyreek Hill.
Okay. I wasn't sure what to do with him.
He's a little old.
Yeah.
Will he be in football?
Good question.
But he might be one of those guys that's like, I want to come back just for the flag.
He was on
and
the
he's still going to be super fast.
He was on the big board.
Yeah, he's yeah.
He was on the. I wasn't really sure what to do with him, but he was on
I
the big board.
I thought of his teammate, but I was like, I'll just take the explosive speed.
Yeah.
I'll go with Hill.
Okay. I wanted to do this anyways, but I'm surprised he's still here. I want St. Brown. So give me Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Damn.
At pick 18.
I would have taken him several rounds earlier.
Two more picks here in the fifth round, and then we'll wrap it up with our final pick, and we'll compare rosters.
Okay.
Nick, you're up. So I'm sorry.
I will take Nico Collins.
Okay, Nico.
Nico Collins.
Bit of a jump ball guy.
Yep, that's true.
For
that's
flag football.
Always open downfield.
That's fine. True. He is always open. All right, Billy, final pick of the fifth round.
Derrick Henry.
So this is the player I thought of.
I know.
Wait, don't you already have? You have a running back. You have Saquon.
Yep.
I thought we're not taking two.
Nope. Throw it back, Bill.
No running back.
Throw him back.
George Kittle.
George Kittle.
Kittle. Pencil him in. All okay, right. Billy. That was pick number 20. You need a wide receiver here in the last round, Bill.
All right.
Right now?
Yes.
Yep. Back to back. Classic snake draft?
Classic. Then I will take, let's go with George Pickens.
George Pickens.
Ooh, wild man.
Okay. Right, I would not be able to draft him with a Dallas Cowboy on my team. All right, Billy's done. Pick 22. Three picks to go, Nick. You need a wide receiver.
Brian Thomas Jr.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, nice.
BTJ.
Nice.
Okay, I'm up. Pick 23.
Yeah.
I need a tight end.
Who's it going to be?
McBride? Give me McBride.
Trey McBride?
Yeah, give me Trey McBride.
This is an Olympic team.
Yeah, whatever. Trey McBride.
The guy who doesn't score.
Yeah.
He doesn't score anything.
Catches a lot of passes.
Yeah.
He's going to be open.
I guess.
It's whatever. It's the last round. Who's your tight end there, Keith?
I will go with Ty Warren.
Ty Warren?
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought about a rookie tight end there. Okay.
Yeah, well, I thought about Sam Laporta, but I already have a Lion. The Lions are going to be pissed. All those guys.
You just want five Lions.
I just want the Lions. Send the Lions, like Team USA sent the Celtics.
So already people are saying, surprise, no one said Travis Hunter. I had the conundrum of Derrick Henry. It's like, for flag football, Derrick Henry, what would he do?
I don't know. He is fast.
I'm saying I legitimately don't know. That might have been a great pick if he already had Saquon Barkley, but that might be a great pick.
Part of my reasoning behind Jahmyr Gibbs was I thought he might be one of the more elusive of the backs.
Sure.
And that's why I was like, for flag football, would he be better? Like, I think, yeah, you'd rather have Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley in real football, but that's why I opted for Gibbs.
Okay. So here are the rosters. I'm going to break them down real quick, and then Terp's going to put this up for vote.
Yeah,
at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram.
Best flag football team.
Flag football team. Now, some of us might be playing to the masses, but flag football team. Keefe has Lamar Jackson at quarterback, Jahmyr Gibbs at running back. His three wide receivers are Ladd McConkey, Malik Nabers, and Tyreek Hill.
It's pretty good.
Tight end Tyler Warren, rookie out of Penn State on the Indianapolis Colts.
Nice.
All right, I went second by roster. Josh Allen, which got scoffs.
No, it's flag football.
Running back Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Wide receivers, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
You have the best football team.
Yeah. Tight end Trey McBride.
It's not tackle football in the Olympics. It's flag football.
Still got to get open and catch it.
We got to make sure when Terp puts the graphic out that it says flag like 30 places.
Yeah, so people are like,
that team's clearly the best.
I'm banking on people won't read it.
No, they won't.
I'm going to win this vote.
I like your chances.
Nick is up. He has Jaden Daniels at quarterback, his running back, Bijan Robinson, three receivers, Jeremiah Smith, Nico Collins, Brian Thomas Jr. It ends up being a receiver room.
That's good.
And his tight end, Brock Bowers. Okay. And then Billy Lanny checks in with Justin Herbert, Saquon Barkley. Receivers are Justin Jefferson, Jerry Jeudy, George Pickens. Tight end, George Kittle.
So you know who I had ranked really high on my big board going into this draft?
Who you didn't take.
Who I did not take and who I think I would have just lost the draft. But if you're really thinking flag football, wouldn't Kyler Murray be the bet, like one of the best flag football
that
quarterbacks?
Occurred to me. I mean, no one took Patrick Mahomes.
No, I don't know.
Not elusive enough.
No, I thought like Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, even Baker Mayfield, I think would fit flag pretty well. I do like the Jaden Daniels pick too.
So Hurts, I think, would be a good
Hurts
I had on my list. I did go Josh Allen over Hurts.
The running back snub, I think the biggest running back snub is
Travion Henderson.
Kamara.
Oh, Kamara would be good.
Good.
Again, how old will he be in 2028?
True.
But there you go. One text already. Keefe 100%.
Thank you.
Has the best team.
Thank you.
If I was going to vote, I would vote for me. Keefe, whose team would you vote for?
Keefe's team.
Okay. Nick, you?
Keefe's team.
Yes.
You've ruined the bit.
Yeah.
Billy, who would you vote for back there?
My team.
Yeah. At that point, you're just going to say Keefe's team. We'll put this up shortly at Jones and Keefe. Flag football. We'll have NFL players in the Olympics, LA, in 2028.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.